I can't stand that.
You listen to Majority Report, Air America Radio. Join us tomorrow night. Going to be a great show.
He just...
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Assault weapons will return. Congress will not be voting on an assault weapons ban due to expire on Monday, according to Republican leaders today. They rejected a last-ditch effort by supporters to renew the ban. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Republican of Tennessee, said, I think the will of the American people is consistent with letting it expire, so it will expire. The 10-year assault weapon ban signed by President Clinton in 1994 outlawed 19 types of military-style assault weapons. A clause directed the ban expire unless Congress specifically reauthorize it. Some Democrats and several police leaders said today President Bush should try to persuade Congress to renew the ban. Bush has said he would sign such a bill if Congress passed it. Appearing at a news conference, chiefs of police from the District of Columbia, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Seattle predicted an increase in violent gun crimes if the ban expires Monday. House Leader Tom DeLay said, if the president asked me, it would still be no, because we don't have the votes to pass an assault weapons ban, and it will expire Monday, and that's that. In March, the Senate voted to add the bill to ban to a bill that would have immunized gun manufacturers from liability lawsuits, but the Senate voted 90-8 against the final bill after the National Rifle Association urged its defeats. The man who founded the Aryan Nations, once dubbed the elder statesman of American hate, has died. Richard Butler was 86 years old. In the 1980s, Butler's followers committed a series of armored car robberies and bombings and murdered Denver talk show radio host Alan Berg. John Kerry today linked the Iraq war to troubles with the U.S. economy, calling President Bush's move against Baghdad a catastrophic choice that so far has drained $200 billion in needed money at home. At the same time, the Democrats intensifying their criticism of Vice President Dick Cheney for suggesting a Kerry victory in November would provoke another terror attack in the U.S., John Edwards saying, it's wrong and it's un-American. Meanwhile, Bush bowed to election year pressure and now says he supports giving a new National Intelligence Director full budgetary authority. Earlier, he had opposed the September 11th Commission call for such powers. Today, Bush said it's important we get our intelligence gathering correct. After all, we're still at war. And a day after the Iraq death toll passed 1,000, Bush said today we mourn every loss of life, and he declared the U.S. is making good progress in the war against terror. Last night, Kerry called that a tragic milestone. Today, he said, I would not have made the wrong choices that are now forcing us to pay nearly the entire cost of the Iraq war. $200 billion we're not investing in education, health care, and job creation at home. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're like me, someone in your family has had heart disease. Well, I found something everyone can do that can help. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice every day. The same delicious grape juice you enjoyed when you were a kid can help keep your heart healthy. Because Welch's grape juice is made from rich purple Concord grapes and no added sugar. So it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, a USDA study found Welch's grape juice has more than twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Now, that's something your family can drink to.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
All right, this is Al Franken, or Chainsaw Al Franken, as I am known in Republican circles. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, Rob Stein shows where the dead presidents are buried, and guess what? They're buried in George W. Bush's backyard. The Republican money machine exposed. Plus, another episode of Bleeding Ohio, Thursday on the Al Chainsaw Franken Show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, it's a live program tonight. Sorry for the absence, but like I said before, I bailed out last week. Had to have some oral surgery. It's been done. I have a mouthful of stitches. If I sound like I have a mouthful of stitches tonight, it's because I have a mouthful of stitches, and it's going to be that way probably till Monday. So, and I much rather would have stayed home, but with the... the items, the stories, the topics that are out there right now, there's no way in hell to, that'd be like asking Rush Limbaugh to stop doing drugs. You know, there's just no way to do that. So we had to come in tonight. In the past 24, 48, 72 hours, the death toll of U.S. soldiers and Marines in Iraq has passed 1,000. Everybody knows that by now. The fighting between our guys and both Sunni and Shiite insurgents continues to escalate. It's not going to stop. You understand that, don't you? You know it's not going to stop, not until we leave. We can be sitting here 3 months from now talking about 1,300 deaths, and then 1,500, then 2,000, then 3,000. You know that, and I know that. And the Bush crime family knows that, and frankly, they don't give a damn. They couldn't care less. These are just dead Americans, and over there it's just dead Iraqis. It doesn't mean a thing. If the goal, as this lying SOB who sits in the White House, if the goal was to remove Saddam from power, that was ninth. When the other eight turned out to be utter bat squeeze, it was to end this tyrant. Okay, he's ended. What are we still doing there? Trying to impose an economic system on the Iraqi people that will be totally advantageous to the Bush-Cheney a Carlisle Group crime organization. That's why we're there. That's why American boys are going to continue to die. That's why American young women are going to continue to die. That's why American soldiers and Marines are going to continue to have their arms blown off and their legs blown off. They're going to continue to die and die and die and die and die. And so are the Iraqi people who are caught in this crossfire. Because the American military, under the firm direction of this thug and tyrant in the White House, has shown up to take over their country. And they are saying, no, by God, you are not going to take over our country. You are not going to take our country. So that's where we are. Let's not bullcrap each other about this, okay? News conference at the Pentagon. When was it? Yesterday? When this useless bastard Donald Rumsfeld sought to play down the impact of 1,000 dead Americans. 1,000 dead Americans. He's going to play it down. It doesn't mean anything to Rumsfeld. A reporter said, Mr. Secretary, you mentioned the 1,000 death mark approaching. The number of U.S. troops killed per day is about 2 per day now. It's been about the same for roughly the last year. What does that say about the resiliency of the insurgency there? See, they call it an insurgency. The Iraqi people at this point are fighting for their country. I don't give a damn whether you or Rumsfeld or I or anybody likes that. That's what they're fighting for. It's their country. It's their country. And they will do to our military exactly, and our national cohesion exactly what the Vietnamese people did to us 30 years ago. They will kick our ass. They will rend us into 2-3 different camps. They will cause divisiveness and death and anguish and suffering in this country. And it will not stop until the United States takes its military out. And then let the country convulse, because that's ultimately what's going to happen. And there will be a civil war. And there will be murder, unlike murder that we have not seen in the Middle East. Even considering the Israeli-Palestinian issue, the bloodbath that we have set up to occur in Iraq is going to occur. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Now, I want you to listen to this. Oh, I wish this wasn't a family radio program sometimes. I have to be very careful here. Listen to the U.S. Secretary of Defense's rambling answer to the question from the reporter. Hey, what does that say about the resiliency of the insurgency there, Mr. Rumsfeld? Doesn't even sound here like Rumsfeld's talking about human beings with his talk of calibrating or calculating the incidents. Listen to this.
There's no question but that the resistance is what it is. It is a combination of terrorists, former regime elements, and criminals that are being paid by terrorists or former regime elements.
Oh my God!
And they are. If you think about the fact that we have thousands of patrols every day, the coalition does. If you take all of those patrols and look at the number of incidents. They're relatively small. If you look at them from our standpoint, a single loss of life is large, and it's a life that's not going to be lived. I don't know how to calculate it or calibrate it for you any better than that.
It's unbelievable. Give this son of a bitch a rifle and put him on point on a patrol and send him into Fallujah. That's all. That way you'll figure out real quick, Rumsfeld, how to calibrate and calculate what is going on. Give him a rifle and put him on point and put a patrol behind him and send him into Fallujah. He's a veteran. He never saw combat. This would be a good time to start, though, wouldn't it? Have I mentioned tonight yet how much I hate these people? 1,000 Americans killed. For what? Because of Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Ashcroft and these thugs, these murderous thugs. And Bunny Pants, too stupid to be president. Here he is from this morning's cabinet meeting. Here's his take on the 1,000-plus Americans dead for his ridiculous folly in Iraq.
We appreciate the sacrifice of the men and women who wear the uniform.
Oh, God.
They're serving in a great cause. We mourn every loss of life. We'll honor their memories by completing a mission.
How dare you say completing a mission? You deserter. You turntail coward. It's all out there now, George, isn't it? Huh? The Boston Globe, the New York Times, all over the place. 60 Minutes tonight. You coward. You deserter. We'll honor their memories by completing the mission. You're disgusting. I thought Bush's bloodlust and killing spree stopped at the Texas electric chair. All right, we're going to pause here. We're going to give this about 30 seconds. And I want you to think where we are. And I want to pause here and take a few seconds to meditate, think, focus on the tragedy of not just the 1,000 Americans who are now dead, but the 10, 20, 30,000 Iraqis. Okay? Just take a deep breath and let it out kind of slow.
I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public, yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
It's about 20 past the hour. One of our vets, Mark, out in Iowa, sent me this reminder. I had this on the agenda tonight, Mark. Thanks for the reminder. MoveOn.org. Go to their website and find out where you can participate in your area in a candlelight vigil tomorrow night here in the Atlanta area. There's going to be one tomorrow night here in Decatur, over at Emory University. And then when is it, Kathy? Sunday. They're having a huge candlelight vigil at the courthouse here in our little downtown Decatur, where we'll be. I mean, just like everybody else, holding candles, standing back in the shadows, wondering what the hell happened. What the hell happened? But if you go to moveon.org and type in your zip code, they will tell you where you can find one of these vigils for fallen Americans, and not just for dead Americans, but for the tens of thousands of innocent Iraqis, men, women, and children who have been butchered by these murderous bastards that run this country right now. I'm not sorry. I mean, I apologize for the language, but it's just infuriating. See, when you have stitches in your mouth, it's hard to say certain words. But it is so enraging to know that none of this was necessary. None of it. The best way to have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein would have been to support, like Pappy Bush didn't, a legitimate homegrown insurgency. Would have been to support an Iraqi middle class, because that's where revolution comes from, always. A couple of items here, and we're going to talk about the revelations that are coming out like avalanches now about this lying, sneaky, murderous coward that hides behind my pet goat and lives in the White House, about his lack of service to his country. But a couple of items. Colin Powell, in 1995, wrote his autobiography, My American Journey, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with this couple of sentences. He said in his book, quote, "I am angry that so many sons of the powerful and well-placed and many professional athletes, who are probably healthier than any of us, managed to wangle slots in reserve and National Guard units. Of the many tragedies of Vietnam, this raw class discrimination strikes me as the most damaging to the ideal that all Americans are created equal and owe equal allegiance to our country." End quote. I don't know how Colin Powell retains whatever shreds of self-respect he has left to work behind this Bush administration, having said what he said and knowing that every one of these thugs, with the exception of the psychopathic Rumsfeld, were draft dodgers, deferment seekers, National Guard hiders, every one of them. Every one of them. But Colin Powell, I don't know, man. I don't know how you deal with it. I don't know how you avoid or evade the karmic whip. It's just going to catch you one of these days in the back of your punkin' head, and it's going to snap you so hard you're not going to know what hit you, and it will be the cosmic whip, the invisible whip, the karmic whip, because you still attach yourselves to these killers, these people that you defined as cowards. Tonight on 60 Minutes, if you saw it, not a very exciting segment, the first segment, the former Speaker of the Texas House, who got Bush into the Texas Air National Guard, a situation that he didn't respect. He was too much of a coward to do what so many American men did in that era, either serve or leave the country, one of the two. Become an expatriate, get the hell out of Dodge, burn your draft card, go to prison, or get your ass in the military. But Bush, being the punk that he is, did what he always does. Got somebody who knew the family to bail his ass out, to shove him up, to leapfrog him over hundreds of other people, if not thousands. And even then, he couldn't keep the commitment. Why should he? He didn't have to. He's George W. Bush. Somebody will bail his ass out. Somebody always has. Somebody always will. It's been the story of his life, hasn't it? Now, earlier this year, Bush told the nation, I did my duty in the National Guard in 72 when he was supposed to report for service. But it's a lie. Oh, John Kerry, flip-flops. George Bush is a murderous, hypocritical liar. The Boston Globe report, have you read it? New examination of documents by the Globe. Bottom line conclusion, if you want to put it in very bland terms, Bush fell well short of meeting his military obligation. Twice. Not just bailing out in Alabama, but the little rat bastard bailed out in Massachusetts, too. Can you believe this? In mid-73, when he went to Harvard Business School, he signed documents pledging to meet training commitments in that state, in Massachusetts. And he gave the middle finger to the Massachusetts National Guard, and the Alabama National Guard, and the Texas National Guard. Why shouldn't he? He's George W. Bush. He can do whatever he wants to. He never showed up for duty in Alabama. He never showed up for duty in Massachusetts. Hey, let somebody else go die. I don't give a damn. And now comes this guy, Bob Mintz, who was in the Alabama National Guard. And he heard, back in 72, and he heard George Bush, the son of a Texas representative, was going to show up, somebody who had dated Trisha Nixon. And Bob Mintz was like, oh, wow, man, somebody go hunt down some poontang with, you know. Somebody go to a bar and get some beers and maybe smoke a little reefer and chase some skirts, you know, maybe get a little out there in the back of the pickup truck. I can't wait till this party boy shows up. I've heard about him. And he looked all over for him. George Bush never showed up. Never showed up. Mintz says he heard that Bush was a bachelor like Mintz, so he's looking forward to partying together. This is in the Times. This is in Nick Christoph's column in the Times today. And now he says, he never showed up. There's only 25 or 30 of us in the whole damn unit. So our parents paid, not our parents. Hell, I paid for some of this. $1 million to teach this rat bastard how to fly an airplane. And he just raised his middle finger and said, hey, adios, suckers.
Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Well, look no further than Time Out New York. Each week, our team of tireless editors scour the city from top to bottom, borough to borough, to bring you the best in New York arts and entertainment offerings. Whether you're into blockbuster movies or avant-garde performance art, live jazz or dead poets, Time Out New York has you covered. With over 2,000 listings each week, you'll have no excuse for hanging out at home on a Wednesday night. Unless you're into that sort of thing. This week, get your act together with our Making It issue, your guide to following your dreams or at least living up to your potential. If you can make it here, you can make it, well, you know. And as always, you'll find the most comprehensive New York arts and entertainment listings right inside Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands everywhere, Time Out New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work, so you can have all the fun.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition. We'll get a live report from Iraq. More than 1,000 dead Americans, more than 10,000 dead Iraqis, zero WMDs, and entire cities run by insurgents. What could be funny about all that? How about this?
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
And we'll find out how Jesus is doing with his prep work in Rapture Watch. Thursday's Morning Sedition.
It's about 27 before the hour. You know, I can't help but wonder how people who are serving in uniform right now, who started out in the National Guard or Reserve unit, and because there's not that many regular Army, relatively speaking, who are serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, so many of the people that are there, especially Iraq, are people who joined Army or Marine Corps reserve units, for what they consider to be good reasons. First of all, to have served in the military of this country, which does not necessarily mean going to war, but to protect and defend this country. Secondly, historically or traditionally, reserve and National Guard units assist in a way that that civilian units simply cannot do in a time of tragedy, whether it's a hurricane or a fire or an earthquake, what have you. And as you know, the reason they can serve so effectively in that kind of a situation is because of the chain of command and discipline. I mean, we civilians will break our asses trying to help folks who've just gone through a Category 4 hurricane, and we wind up stepping all over each other. Whereas when the military moves in, the job gets done. Also, a lot of people that join the military reserve and guard units in this country is for the benefits. And there's nothing wrong with that. For the education. But how do these people feel who joined for whatever honorable reason they joined and wound up in a shooting war that was completely avoidable, ordered by a commander-in-chief who deserted his unit? Now, a lot of people say, well, Malloy, that's a legal term, deserter. AWOL, that's, has strict definitions about Uniform Code of Military Justice. Well, I'll call him a deserter. I'll call him an AWOL rat bastard. I mean, that's what the guy is. How can people who are now, while we're sitting here on this radio show, who are right now dodging rocket-propelled grenades, who might be in their 20s or 30s or 40s, who have a family back here, knowing that the man who sent them there was a deserter? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you do that without the entire Army and Marine Corps that are stationed there rising up as a group and saying, we are out of here. Screw you. You can't line all of us up against the wall and execute us for desertion. We're gone. The only thing that keeps them there, except the gung-ho crazies, and every unit has gung-ho crazies. We all know that, right? The only thing that keeps them there is the same thing that makes them effective stateside, command and control. Because these are people who are there when they took the oath, they took it, and by damn they meant it. Not like George Bush. Not like George Bush. I don't know how they do it. I'm not going to call out this man's rank or his name or his unit. Dear Mike, I heard taps tonight on your show. Can someone please reply? Who recorded that arrangement? Where can I get that recording? I play taps for the blankety blank blank blank. And I and the other members of my section have performed at about 150 funerals across the nation since the big lie started in March 2003. Please keep the truth pouring out, because I keep seeing families who lose 18, 19, 20-year-old sons and daughters for no good reason. I am active duty Army. Used to be proud to be from Texas. I want that pride to return. I want decency back. Please keep the truth pouring out. And then he signs it. And again, I'm not going to call his name, not going to call his unit. That was a real stunner to get it from somebody who's regular Army. I don't know. At what point does your rage become totally ineffective because it's so totally redundant? Nothing's going to stop this. As long as these people are in office, we have an AWOL administration who is committing person after person to death, who is ordering person after person, American, Iraqi, to go die. For what? I'm waiting for one of you right-wingers, one of you Republicans, one of you conservatives who lurk around this program and don't dare call because you're terrified, to tell me, without being a snot, what it is we're doing there. The last thing out of the Bush punk's mouth had to do with, well, we're there to overthrow Saddam. He's been overthrown. How long has it been now? How many months has it been? So why are we still there? Why are we still there? Cheney, is there a lower life form on the planet than Dick Cheney? does this guy not personify everything about predatory capitalism, about sending someone else to die? This is the bastard that got five deferments. This is the guy who said, I had more important things to do back in the 60s. What, me going to get shot out? You got to be kidding. Let somebody go in my place. I don't care. I'm going to be back here. You know, is there a lower life form than this guy? His own daughter is a lesbian, and he sits out there with that smarmy, sneery look on his face and says, well, you know, I'm going to support the president. He betrays his own daughter, where concerns her chance to meet a partner and get married and live together for the rest of her life. Nah, not Dick Cheney. This guy's an animal. This guy is useless. Yesterday, Kerry warned Americans about voting for John Kerry. Huh? How about that? Vote for us or you're all going to die, is what he's saying. In other words, if our lies about Kerry aren't working, and all that crap Zell dumped on the American public backfired, maybe we can terrify Americans into voting for us. Hell, it worked on Congress. We got the Patriot Act passed, didn't we? We got that huge defense bill, didn't we? We got all those tax cuts, didn't we? See, we understand the American public is dumb, stupid. They're like sheep. And all we have to do is take a page from Heinrich Himmler and keep talking about the terror, the terror, the terror, the boogeyman. And you all will believe it. So here's what he said the other day.
It's absolutely essential that 8 weeks from today, on November 2nd, we make the right choice. Because if we make the wrong choice, then the danger is that we'll get hit again, that we'll be hit in a way that will be devastating from the standpoint of the United States.
But wait a second. This is the utter contempt, the utter lift your leg and piss on the flag contempt that Dick Cheney shows for the United States of America and every single one of us. This attack happened on his watch. And he has the audacity to say, if you vote for John Kerry, which is what he's saying, there's going to be probably even a worse attack. While he and his punk puppet, George Bush, allowed, if not encouraged, the first one to occur. What's wrong with us? Truly, what's wrong with us? Huh? That 49, 51, 47, 53, pick a poll, percent of the people, the voters, the registered voters, the people who are going to vote, pick a category. Support this criminal regime. What is wrong with us? My God. In that same speech, Cheney pointed to Afghanistan as a success story. Afghanistan is ready to become what it has always been, a cesspool of nothing but 10th century rivalry between drug growers and professional killers. Osama bin Laden, remember him? Sneer said the U.S. has taken out a leader who used weapons of mass destruction in Iraq against his own people. Oh, for Christ's sake, how much longer are we going to hear that?
Saddam Hussein today is in jail, which is exactly where he belongs.
I wasn't too thrilled with Kerry and Edwards' response either. But here's something from Marguerite. Doc said this. Mr. Cheney, I was shocked and disturbed by your words about Senator Kerry, saying that if the nation makes the wrong choice on Election Day, that it faces the threat of another terrorist attack as a result was a horrible thing to say. For some reason, I took that as a direct threat from you and Bush to every man, woman, and child of the United States. How dare you and the rest of this administration spend your nights and days scaring us with these types of threats in order to further your own agenda? How dare you undermine the very liberties this country was founded on? by using Gestapo tactics to intimidate the good people in this country. You and Bush have done nothing but lie, threaten, and bully your way through the last 4 years. And frankly, I'm sick and disgusted with both of you. I have been a Republican all my life. You all should be ashamed of yourselves. You even managed to turn John McCain into a rhetoric-spewing idiot. I'm ashamed of the whole lot of you. The American people aren't fools, and we will vote you out and try to repair the damage that this administration has wrought. May God help us all, and don't you ever threaten me or the people of the United States of America ever, ever again. You don't scare us. We'll vote you out of office come November, and I hope to God, as President Kerry's first order of business, he has a whole lot of you arrested. From Marguerite, courtesy of my good friend Doc. No, they're not going to be arrested, Marguerite. They're not going to be arrested. They're going to make the big money when this is over. The big money, the really big money. And what was Kerry and Edwards' response? Edwards, the vice presidential candidate, issued a statement saying, quote, Dick Cheney's scare tactics crossed the line today, showing once again that he and George Bush will do anything and say anything to save their jobs. Protecting America from vicious terrorists is not a Democratic or Republican issue, and Dick Cheney and George Bush should know that. Wrong answer, Senator. The right answer? Something like this. Hey, who was the president and the vice president on the day of the largest terrorist attack this country has seen in modern times? You want an answer? You were, Cheney. You and your puppet Bush. What did you do to stop the attack from happening? What did you do? But apparently, Senator Edwards has decided to continue to play it safe. I don't understand that. I just don't understand it.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-581-4641. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-581-4641. 1-800-581-4641.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
You filthy scum. Filthy scum. The soldier that wrote to me and wanted to know about the Taps version that we played, the band version rather than the lone cornet player or trumpet player, we don't know. Kathy tells me it was off a CD of a martial music or patriotic music, and you know, she took some cuts off of it, and God only knows where the CD is. So I'm sorry, we. It's one of the bands in one of the branches of service in this country, but that's all that I can think of. I mean, that's all the information we have. Anna emailed me and said, this is on Democratic Underground. He threatened his own people. 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 You know, that repetitious over and over, he bombed his own people. He gassed his own people. Here's Cheney actually threatening the people of the United States of America. We have been threatened. Now, this punk should know, right? Since he and his puppet know exactly how, when, and where to place the next so-called terrorist attack in this country, whether it is a shipping container, whether it is a remotely controlled so-called hijacked airliner, whether it is a rogue missile. So Cheney more or less sat there in front of that group. Where were they, Kathy? In Iowa or someplace? And threatened the American public. Hey, sheep, if you don't vote for us again, let me tell you what's going to happen, sheep. There's going to be a lot of mega death just all over again, and I just want you to know that. So, you know, come November 2nd, just make sure you vote the right way, you dumb freaks, because my wife Lynn here and I, and, you know, we've got still money to make. I'm soon going to be dead from my rotten heart, but, you know, we still have money to make, and so, you know, don't forget, November 2nd, if you don't want more death and hell here in America, if you want Jesus to really get this off, you know, vote for us. Vote us in. Keep us in. You know. In the meantime, the Bush campaign is trying to skip out on one of these punk-ass, measly three debates that have been proposed, not scheduled, proposed by the Commission on Presidential Debates, accepted by Kerry. Of course, it's been accepted by Kerry. But Republican officials are saying, I don't know. Reports indicate that Bush's negotiating team, right, for debates, plan to resist the middle debate, the one scheduled for October 8th in Missouri. Now, why? Well, because of the town hall meeting format. That's how it's being proposed. Well, we'll have the crack press corps, the filthy, whorish, useless press corps in this country handle a couple of them. But then we want to do a town hall, you know, and have uncommitted voters. We'll just have undecided voters show up, people chosen by the Gallup poll people, okay, and they'll all come in. And apparently the Bush people are afraid that there will be Kerry voters in the audience camouflaged as undecided voters. So they don't want to participate. They're afraid. They're terrified. These are cowards of the highest order. There is not a brave man or woman in the Bush crime family. Not one. Not in his personal family. Not in his political family. Not in his cadre of business rats. None of these people have courage. I've got more courage in my ass than the entire Bush family has together, collectively. These people are cowards. They define cowardice. So now the cowardice, the yellow streak, once again manifests. Well, we don't know about that middle debate, you know. There might be people in there that would ask questions that we don't want to expose our stupid boy here to, because stupid boy will probably say something like, what did he say about the OBGYNs the other day? We want to love on them. Have you got that cut, Kathy? Play that. Would you play that for me? See, we're terrified. We're terrified, we Republicans, that this dumb bastard may say something like this.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
And then the audience got real quiet, didn't it? Too many docs are getting out of business. Yay! Yay, that's right, Bunny Pants, yeah! Because so many of them can't practice their love on women across this country. What a sick, sick man. Play that again. I just got to hear that again. This is the what's the word I'm looking for? Apogee or perigee? What's the high one? Apogee? Okay. Thank you, Kathy. This is the apogee. I should have stayed in school and got a degree. I didn't, all right? I'm sorry. This is the apogee of his dumbass remarks.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
What do you mean by that, Ethel? Does your OBGYN practice his love with you, Ethel? Well, what does that mean? You know, that's our president. What does that mean, Ethel?
I don't know. I ain't saying nothing.
Jesus. This would be funny, except people are dying. Thousands upon thousands of people are dying because this moron is in the Oval Office. Oh, God, do you remember when we impeached a president because he had a little afternoon oral sex with his girlfriend? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that 12 or 8 or whatever the hell, 8-year-long investigation of a land deal in Arkansas that the Clintons lost money on? Do you remember that? Do you remember the Star pornography report? You remember the blue dress? Jesus. And here sits Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Ashcroft and Rice, and Powell, and Abraham, and Chow, and the rest of these people, destroying the political system, urinating all over our Constitution, our flag, and our military, not to mention our business community, our jobs, our children, just urinating, just squatting, and just smelly old piss going all over everything. Do you get the point? And they want to be reelected!
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Log cabin Republicans now oppose Bush. Members of the biggest gay and lesbian group in the Republican Party say they are not endorsing George W. Bush for re-election. President Bush had their endorsement 4 years ago, but not this time, because he supports that constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. John Edwards urging President Bush to renounce Vice President Cheney's statement yesterday suggesting that a Kerry Edwards victory could lead to another terror attack in the U.S. Edwards calling Cheney's statement un-American. He added the remarks meant to divide the country on the issues of safety and security. Cheney was in Iowa yesterday when he said if voters make a wrong choice, as he called it, on Election Day, it could increase the risk of a terror strike. Bush declined to comment on Cheney's statement when asked about it at the White House today. A Bush spokesman says Cheney was talking about the differences in how the two candidates approach the war on terror. All three federal judges who've been hearing challenges to that ban on a type of abortion procedure have now found the ban to be unconstitutional. The third ruling came from a judge today in Lincoln, Nebraska. The battle is now expected to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kate Michaelman of Narrow Pro-Choice America says it's an extremely important victory for women and their right to choose. A spokesman for the National Right to Life says he's not surprised by the decision, saying federal judges have been boxed in by recent judicial rulings on the issue, and he says the key to changing that is to change the makeup of the Supreme Court, meaning appointing judges who will side with the anti-abortion forces. Doctors say Bill Clinton continued to make a satisfactory recovery from his heart bypass surgery this week. Doctors say Clinton may be able to leave the hospital by the end of the week. Medical experts are telling Congress it could take decades to detect all the health problems from the 9/11 attacks in New York. Doctors and government investigators told a House subcommittee in Washington today the patchwork of post-attack health screening programs will not detect increases in more serious long-term illnesses like cancer. The group says the two most common conditions found so far, lung damage and post-traumatic stress disorder. The government currently funding six separate health screening programs, but the money runs out for that in 2009. One doctor says that time frame will not catch any cancers caused as a result of exposure on 9/11 and soon after. And new research today shows teenagers who grow up in heavy air pollution have reduced lung capacity, putting them at risk for illness and premature death as adults. It's the longest study to date of pollution's impact on developing lungs. It was on children raised in communities around Los Angeles over 8 years. Some environmental groups say the Environmental Protection Agency is not doing enough now to prevent thousands of deaths each year from air pollution. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Well, look no further than Time Out New York. Each week, our team of tireless editors scour the city from top to bottom, borough to borough, to bring you the best in New York arts and entertainment offerings. Whether you're into blockbuster movies or avant-garde performance art, live jazz or dead poets, Time Out New York has you covered. With over 2,000 listings each week, you'll have no excuse for hanging out at home on a Wednesday night. Unless you're into that sort of thing. This week, get your act together with our Making It issue, your guide to following your dreams or at least living up to your potential. If you can make it here, you can make it, well, you know. And as always, you'll find the most comprehensive New York arts and entertainment listings right inside Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands everywhere, Time Out New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work, so you can have all the fun.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Randy Rhodes.
After World War II, do you know why the economy started to expand? Because we made crap that broke on purpose. And I'll take crap that breaks anytime over this economy where you can't even afford to buy crap that breaks. You want to say I'm a shallow consumer? Call me whatever name you like. I'm fiscally conservative. And every woman in this audience knows what I'm talking about, except for the ones that buy $400 pairs of shoes when there's no formula. You are acting like the president.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6:30 past the hour. If you're just joining the program, I apologize tonight again for the mush mouth. I have about 25, 30 stitches in my mouth from the surgery I had last Friday. So it's going to be that way until I get them out, which would be Monday. So any kind of like, why is he lisping? It's because I have stitches. Okay. And I probably would have taken another night off, but I'm probably more pissed off than I've been in a long time. And I'm not going to get all volcanic about it, because I probably am irritating an awful lot of people who listen to the program. And I apologize for the language tonight. But there's been a convergence of events and comments and statements by the Bush crime family over the past few days that is almost unbearable. And you know what I'm saying. And I wonder if Robert Zimmerman, back in, 61, 62, 63, I wonder if Zimmerman understood how forward-looking his words were. I wonder if Zimmerman now sits around and goes, damn, I had no idea. Come, you masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the death planes, you that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy, you put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion as young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed, you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, that I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die. And your death will come soon. And I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. Yikes. What if a million Americans sent a copy of Bob Dylan's words to the White House, huh? Okay, to your calls here in just a second. I apologize. I just, you know, the phone number, by the way, is 866-303-2270. Before we get to your calls, so this is the last one, and then we're going to take some calls. And that was the what the Associated Press did. You know, I use them as a news source, like everybody in America. We don't have any choice. UPI is now owned by these crazy bastard Moonies, just like the Washington Times is. Agence France-Presse is okay, but they get a little hysterical. Reuters is okay. Associated Press. This is Friday, September 3rd. West Allis, Wisconsin. President Bush on Friday wished Bill Clinton
best wishes for a swift and speedy recovery. He's in our thoughts and prayers,
Bush said at a campaign rally. Bush's audience of thousands in West Allis, West Wisconsin, booed. Bush did nothing to stop them. Okay, now that's what crossed AP Wire Friday. And then a little bit later, according to editor and publisher magazine, the Associated Press changed boos to oohs in reporting that Bush's first statement to supporters on the heart ailment that hit Clinton. Instead of saying, yeah, these scum-sucking turds booed, they changed it to, they oohed. In a dispatch sent to subscribers in early afternoon, the AP reported that when Bush at a campaign rally in Wisconsin told the crowd that he wished to send Clinton his best wishes, the audience of thousands booed. Bush did nothing to stop them. Pretty damning, except that AP soon changed its story only after the original appeared on many websites. Several websites revealed that AP retracted the report, citing uncertainties about how to characterize the crowd's reaction. The Associated Press can't tell the difference between boo, the OS of a bitch, and ooh. The new version, moved on the wire Friday, described the same incident this way. After relating Bush's remarks, AP said, the crowd reacted with applause and with some oohs, apparently surprised by the news that Clinton was ill. Now, you've heard me say so many times you'd probably like to punch me out for saying it, how stupid we are in this country. And I try to qualify it by saying, yeah, we're the most politically ignorant 290 million people ever assembled in one place. But part of that reason is because of our media. Our newspapers, not all. Again, there are exceptions. There are some tremendous writers, reporters, editors. But for the most part, television is just a cesspool. Talk radio, except this network, just stinks like it's filled with corpses. So what are we left with? The wire services then, huh? AP. AP reports the truth and then looks at the truth and goes, oh, wait a minute, that might piss off Dick Cheney. Here, let's change it. Let's change boos to oohs. Nothing wrong with that. It's just managing the news a little bit. And what's this about Darren Kagan? I wake up the other day and go online and find out that Darren Kagan is doing the pig man? CNN. Y'all remember, those of you who have followed my tinny little stupid career, you know that 5 months I was out of work in radio, I was doing a Tuesday morning thing every Tuesday morning with Neil Bortz on CNN. And we had to get there, or I had to get there, about 6 o'clock in the morning. We go on camera at 6:35, go into the makeup room. And every morning there'd be Darren Kagan getting her makeup on. Now, when Darren Kagan is on camera, she, you know, she looks pretty damn good, doesn't she? Looks a little wolfish, a little, you know, chiseled features. You don't want to see cultish, I guess. You don't want to see Darren Kagan at 5:30 in the morning before she's had her makeup on. But hell, you can say that about anybody. I look like warmed over death when I get up in the morning. I don't dare. I, you know, have all my mirrors draped in black crepe. I don't dare look in the mirror. So I'm not getting on Darren's case, but I would sit there in one chair, have my little powder put on while she was having major cosmetic reconstruction to her face, and bless her heart, I have no problem with that, okay? That's where we live, that's what we do. And we would chit-chat. Hey, Darren, how you doing? Hey, Mike, what's up? What are you and Neil talking about this morning? Oh, I don't know. I think the producer, we're going to talk about it. Oh, all the time, I'm sitting next to somebody who's doing the pig man? How does she do that? How does that happen? Darren, so Kathy tells me the other day, hey, guess what? Your good buddy Darren Kagan. Candy Crowley, I could understand. Even Judy Woodruff. But Darren Kagan? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine the pig man?
Hey, baby, come here. I haven't had any liberal poontang in a long time. Come here. Here, try one of these little blue pills I've got here. Come here, try this. Oh, you want a white one? No. You ain't going to take any? All right. Well. God, I just, what the hell? And you know, I called Air America today in New York, and I said, hey, I'm coming into work tonight. Oh, you sure don't want another day off? You sound like hell. I said, are you kidding me? Cheney's saying what he's saying, and Darren Kagan is doing the pig man? Oh, Darren.
Care about the middle class. I'm a fat conservative butthead with a face of abortion ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
with a face of abortion.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another
I
story.
I have a face the size of a wash tub. And my ass is as big as my sword. Yes!
His bastard is sick. He's a fat mom is big and his ass is as big as the sword.
Yes, sir. Manipulating statements, exaggerating truth. I can't believe they hate my show. Inspires. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
The revolution starts now.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Welcome back. I guess it's about 21 past the hour. I want to say something for folks who live in Metro New York, okay? Who live in the city or the boroughs or even in the suburbs across the river in Jersey, wherever you live. Afro Skull. Y'all familiar with that group? Afro Skull contains as one of its members somebody very critical to the ongoing existence of Air America Radio. Okay? Yeah, we're hip. We're cool. Now, if you're familiar with Afro Skull, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, go check him out. This is for people living in the city. September 9th. That's tomorrow. Right, Kathy? The last time I did one of these, I screwed up the dates. Tomorrow. Thursday, they're doing a benefit show for the Paul Battaglia Memorial Scholarship Fund. Now, who's Paul? He was a friend of Afro Skull who died in the 9/11 attacks. He worked on the 100th floor of the World Trade Center. So this is just one band trying to honor one person who died because of George Bush and Dick Cheney's incompetence. The show begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow night at the Back Room. The Back Room is located on the corner of Dean and 6th Street. Dean and 6th in Park Slope in Brooklyn. I think that's 6th Avenue. Dean and 6th Avenue, because it's in Brooklyn, Park Slope, okay? Now, if you need directions, you can get it online, freddysbackroom.com. Freddy, F-R-E-D-D-Y, freddysbackroom.com. And the suggested donation here is $10. It's a scholarship fund, and the scholarship is awarded every year to a student at Paul Battaglia's alma mater, Binghamton University. So if you want some music and a good cause, and you live in the city, you live in the, any of the boroughs up there, you live in Jersey or wherever, Connecticut, and you want to go into Brooklyn tomorrow night for a good concert, check it out, okay? Corner of Dean and 6th Avenue. The address is 485 Dean Street in Park Slope, okay? And again, one of the key members of that band is one of the key members of Air America Radio. No, it's not Franken. But go check it out and have a good time. Let me know how you enjoyed it, okay? All right. Talk about busy news weeks. Zelle abandoned by both parties. If we have time tonight, I'm coming to your calls right now. If we have time tonight, I'm going to read for you the letter that Talking Points memo Josh Marshall's website had the other day, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution published it today, a letter that former President Jimmy Carter wrote to Zell Miller. It's a ball-buster, boy, I'll tell you. It is really something. So we got that. Oh, and you're aware, aren't you, that after Zell made his speech, the next night he was supposed to sit in the box with Pappy Bush and that harridan wife of his, that white-haired witch. Zell was supposed to sit there, and they disinvited him and his poor wife Shirley. Now, again, if you live in Georgia like I do and you've worked in media for 30 years like I have, you know these people. And I feel sorry as hell for Shirley Miller. I just do. But they were supposed to sit in the box with the crazy people. And the crazy people said, nah, we're finished with you. Get out of here. Kicked him to the curb. The Democrats don't want anything to do with him. So there he is. There you go, Zell. And we also figured out what the hell's going on. Zell, apparently, you know, we talked about maybe it's early Alzheimer's. Well, we know what it is now. I found out that he apologized to the head of the Georgia Christian Coalition. And he said that Jesus Christ had forgiven him, What did I say, forgived? This damn Vicodin still working, man. Boy, you don't do hydrocodones the way I did on Saturday and Sunday and expect them to be all out of your system by Tuesday. What? No, Wednesday. Where are we? What planet is this? Rush, I need some advice here. Damn, I'm taking these drugs and trying to do talk radio. Rush, help me. But anyway, Zell Miller had his ass handed to him by Jimmy Carter in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today. And if we get the time, we'll share that with you. Then there was the proof that Bush was AWOL, a cowardly, deserting, snake little rabbit. Cheney implies that a vote for Kerry is an invitation for more death and destruction. U.S. casualties in Iraq have hit the 1,000-plus mark, and Darren Kagan is dating the pig man. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, isn't it? Okay. Let's chat. Is that A.J.? A.J. is calling from Oregon. A.J., welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Well, real quick here, my one topic that I explained to your people there, this is about the shrub in his alleged military service. I'm retired military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as mad as hell about this guy.
I'll bet.
I met a lot of people who, from the Oregon National Guard, they've come back from Operation Oil Is Not Free,
yeah.
As they
God.
Like to call it now, who
yeah.
are working to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish more people from McPeak on down need to really get on. It may sound like a petty thing, but, you know, this whole thing about Bush's alleged military service. I did 20 years active duty. There's lots of senior enlisted personnel, lots of officers that can tell you that when they ran into problem child,
mm-hmm.
like Shrub,
right.
who didn't show up for work, who disobeyed orders of not getting a physical, didn't put in his flight time.
You'd be activated.
Goes on, that sometimes it was easier just to gracefully show them the door.
Oh, really?
Than to put up with all the paperwork of legal maneuvers.
But you know the part, AJ, the part that puzzles me, I remember that time. And back in 68, 69, 70, 71, if you pulled a stunt like that, you would be activated. Your ass would be sent to San Diego, and you'd be put on the next ship heading for Vietnam. AJ, hold on. I've got to do a break here. I'll come back and we'll finish up the conversation, okay? Put you on hold. We'll come right back. Especially if you were in one of those champagne units. You screw up. Hey, adios, sucker.
A bad vocabulary can sink you socially and professionally more quickly than bad breath. I'm Peter Bissonette, publisher of Million Dollar Vocabulary. If you fumble for the right words or use the wrong words, people make judgments about your background, your education, even your intelligence. Now, you can add hundreds of words to your vocabulary with Million Dollar Vocabulary, the cutting-edge learning system that teaches you how to lock words and their meanings into your memory so you can use them instantly and recall them for years. I can help you add hundreds of powerful words to your vocabulary, including words that are crucial for business success. It's fast, fun, and easy. You'll be amazed at the words you can use after 1 hour with Million Dollar Vocabulary.
Try Million Dollar Vocabulary risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-458-0599. 1-800-458-0599. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-458-0599.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The Majority Report.
Somebody posted on the blog last night. He said, I can't stand hearing Janine and Sam bicker. I don't think I'm going to listen to the show again. It makes for a lousy show.
We had four other people who said
I don't have a problem with the content of the show. I just, the open went from like fascist music to like country to like Bruce Springsteen. I was like, the opening just had more mood swings than, and I'm on lithium, so I would know.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Phone number here. Ah, to hell with it. Back to AJ in Oregon, who's retired military and 20 years. AJ spent in service talking about Bush getting out and stuff like that. You know what I was saying, AJ? It seems to me, because I remember those times very clearly, if you screwed up your hiding place, and no offense intended here to National Guardsmen or reservists, but back in the late 60s, that's where you went to hide. I'm sorry. People did not get sent. They did not send entire units over to Vietnam. But if you didn't at least attend your meetings, you were gone.
You know, you'd like to think that, but, I mean,
right.
I'm sorry. You know, look at the circumstances and how he got in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the fact that, in my view, from even my experience of having to get rid of junior enlisted who were dirtbags, sometimes you just didn't want to go through the effort. So you said, look, we're going to give you an early out. It's an honorable discharge. Your reenlistment code is going to be dirt because we never want to see you again. But here you go.
Yeah.
And here we was with George, and you're like, because the other issue is, do I want to pass on this potential problem child who could cost another person their life?
I see, yeah.
Down the road? So you're
going
to get rid of them. You're going to wash your hands and say, I'm done with them. So every time I hear one of these Bushies stand up and say, oh, he met his obligation, he got his honorable discharge. No, what was his codes? What was his codes?
Yeah.
Because he should have been, it's obvious from dereliction of duty, disobeying an order, to get a physical, he should have been there. And if he was a pilot, and I flew aircraft as a passenger, but as a pilot, supposedly, mm-hmm. are you going to tell me that no crew chief, no mechanic, there's no copies of a flight log, there's no copies of a flight plan saying he went up and did X mission with X wingman, and that and before you take off on a multi-million-dollar fighter jet, you don't kick the tires, talk to your flight mechanic before and after you come back and say, yeah, the aircraft performed this way or that, it needs to be fixed,
mm-hmm.
or do this. They haven't been able to produce one document, let alone one person who's ever said he was inside the sea of an aircraft besides for a photo opportunity.
And that lack of any documentation or any eyewitness or anything, I think that silence, in other words, just shrieks. It speaks at the highest decibel level volumes about how this punk, this thug, had everything scrubbed, everything taken care of before they ran his ass for president. And it's about as connected to the military as I'm connected to a Buddhist monastery, and it's less connected, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame to anybody who has worn the uniform of the United States military or who has served, especially in a combat zone, to be ordered by someone like George W. Bush to go kill and or die. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. AJ, I have to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. It's my
all
first
right.
time. Well, I've been listening to you. Thank God for Air America. And I've finally been prompted after all these years to call a radio talk show.
Well, AJ, I hope you call again. You're a great caller, and I appreciate what you had to say, especially the fact that you're a retired military. That adds some credence on this particular topic. Thank you, sir. Carl. Southside Carl, calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I know some people might think you're a little bit too rough, but hey, these people got to be grabbed in the throat. I had a couple of things. The first thing, though, was about strategy. George Bush and them are going to have to be attacked for what they really are. They're cowards and people with no honor. And they're going to have to attack them on that head directly, very direct about it. And I've been trying to, you know, tell everybody probably the best place to start. In fact, I talked to one of his advisors on C-SPAN this morning, Dr. Susan Rice. No, not Rice. I can't remember her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, well, C-SPAN in their archives got that strategy session where Carl wrote, talking about war on terrorism, war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and war in that context, when he said,
right.
we're going to use this to get elected.
How much
blunt or plain can it be? We're going to use war to get elected. And all you have to do is to follow the events since then.
Mm-hmm.
The midterms that came up when he brought up the Saddam issue just before midterms, got the vote, then went out on the midterms and ran against the Democrats still on terrorism. Then the thing, well, we had to go and do this thing against Iraq.
Sure.
That's what he's about. That's the whole strategy, was the, because when he, with the September 11th thing, I don't know if anyone really was paying attention, but when he said we were going to have a war on terrorism, that was saying that, well, I'm going to be involved in a perpetual war. I'm
going to be the
war president.
Oh, yeah, yeah, forever and ever. Yeah, for
I
world without
end.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's just the whole thing. Carl, you know this as well as I do. It's just a total outrage. I don't know. I don't know how to react to it.
Well, like I said, they have to, you know, they have to beat the American people over here. If anything, the Republicans, they'll use lies to do it. Mm-hmm. But they know that, well, like the Swift boat thing, it's a lying smear, but they kept showing it.
Well, you know who kept showing it the most. It wasn't paid political advertising. It was it became a subject for news reports. It was the damn news media that kept showing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I know, but the thing
that's
is,
the thing that irritates me. And every time it was showed on Candy Crowley's program or Wolf Blitzer's program or some of these thugs on Fox, they didn't have to pay for that. You know, the Swift Boat Liars for Destruction didn't have to pay anything for
but
that.
This is the point, though, Mike. It has an effectiveness because it's
sure.
something visual. Now, even if you show it, you know, something like what I'm saying to call Bush someone without honor, a lot of people still won't believe it, but there will be enough who will believe it if they see it enough. And I think that's
I get your point. Yeah.
Should go.
Yeah.
This other thing about what was it? Tonight on the McLair Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've noticed it, but tonight they had Gardner and Traynor. I guess it's a general and a colonel.
No, I usually when they're on, I'm trying to feed a screaming baby while Kathy's getting stuff ready for the program. So I missed what is it called now? The Lair?
Yeah, well,
Lair News Hour. Yeah.
Yeah, the News Hour. Okay.
Okay, so what happened? Give it to me real quick.
Well, basically, their conclusion about their assessment of what the state is in Iraq right now
mm-hmm.
is a mess. And if you get a chance to notice, you're not going to find too many of these so-called military analysts that they have on mm-hmm. television now.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are really saying that, well, things are okay in Iraq right now.
And well, the Civil
War thing is being mentioned, and mm-hmm. it's something that should, you know, any intelligent, reasonable-minded person would have realized that was always a possibility.
Yeah.
That this is what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I say, on the News Hour, their conclusion, because she asked them, well, where do you think this is going? And they had no answer. They said, this is just a big mess.
Yeah, it's just going to be more death. Carl, thanks, man.
All
I appreciate
right,
it. Thanks for checking in. You know, this is the part, and don't send me an email and say, don't bust up on Kerry. This is the part that really gets me, that Kerry doesn't come out and take an unequivocal stand. Not, I'll bring the troops home before the end of my first term. Uh-uh. If he's sworn in okay. He doesn't have to come out and say it publicly. But Kerry's position on this horror in Iraq should be total, immediate withdrawal. Get our people out of there. By the time Kerry takes office, how many more Americans will be dead? How many more Iraqis will be dead? How many more burials over there? How many more burials over here? What in the hell is this for? Any warrior will tell you this is not the way, nor is it the reason you fight a war. But these despicable, easy now, people in our government who put this war together are not warriors. They are cowards. They are chicken hawks. They want to kill your son and my son. They want to kill your father and my father, your husband and my husband. Well, I don't have a husband. Your wife, my wife. They want to kill. They want to kill whomever they can. These are demons. From Wolfowitz to Cheney to Bush, these are devils, okay? How do you define a demon? How do you define a walking, breathing, snorting demon? Somebody that brings this kind of chaos and death and misery and tragedy and destruction for no purpose other than to line their own pockets. I mean, come on. For God's sake, for Christ's sake, for Allah's sake, for whomever's sake. We are not stupid. We can be blindly political, but we are not that stupid that we can't see this. This is not a war. This is murder. And what are these reports that I heard today, Kathy, about the malaria drug that was reported on, year and a half ago? That these odd effects, the men coming home from the military who had been forced to take this drug, committing suicide, battering their wives, killing people. And now it turns out that there what, scores of cases like this? Once again, did y'all see Jacob's Ladder? Do you remember that movie, Jacob's Ladder, about what they did to some of the people who were in Vietnam? And here we are again. Here we are again using a drug that the manufacturer said this drug can have unexpected psychotic consequences. Much worse than the go pills that have been used forever in combat. You know, the White Crosses and the Benzedrine and the Dexedrine and the Dexamil and crap like that. Yeah, we understand about that. But to use a drug like this, it causes people to go psychotic, and you put them in a war zone. What is a war zone? A Sunday school picnic? No, it's psychosis personified. And then you bring them home? Then you bring them home? Jesus.
Toyota owners, tired of paying high gas prices? Well, how about paying nothing? That's right. Toyota is giving away free gas for a year to 12 lucky winners. Plus, 1,000 more will win $50 fill-ups. Just come into your participating Toyota dealer to enter the sweepstakes. You'll get the very best competitively priced service performed by Toyota-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and ask about our May tire and service offers.
No purchase necessary. As May 31st, 2004. Void or prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 year old with valid driver's license only. Void in Hawaii. Official rules at Toyota.com/owners.
My name is Julia Butterfly Hill, and I'm an activist. With everything that's going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It is time to reclaim what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic. Use your mind, your money, your voice, and your vote. Even the smallest action changes the world. For more information, go to www.activismispatriotism.org.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Well, look no further than Time Out New York. Each week, our team of tireless editors scour the city from top to bottom, borough to borough, to bring you the best in New York arts and entertainment offerings. Whether you're into blockbuster movies or avant-garde performance art, live jazz or dead poets, Time Out New York has you covered. With over 2,000 listings each week, you'll have no excuse for hanging out at home on a Wednesday night, unless you're into that sort of thing. This week, get your act together with our Making It issue, your guide to following your dreams or at least living up to your potential. If you can make it here, you can make it, well, you know. And as always, you'll find the most comprehensive New York arts and entertainment listings right inside Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands everywhere, Time Out New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work, so you can have all the fun.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The second pillar of peace and security in our world is the willingness of free nations to retain aggression and evil by force.
What? You psychopath. All right, we're going to lose our radio New York audience here in a couple of minutes. So I just want to mention once again, tomorrow night you want to have a good time and help out in a real good benefit. I want you to go to over to Park Slope, Brooklyn, and check out the back room. It's at 485 Dean Street, the corner of Dean and 6th Avenue in Park Slope. Okay, go over there. Band playing there is Afro Skull. A lot of you folks in New York know about Afro Skull in the New York area, and it has a very personal connection to Air America Radio. So go check it out. It costs you $10. It's a fundraiser or a scholarship fund, actually, for in the name of a friend of that band that was killed in the attack on the World Trade Center. And it's the Binghamton University Foundation. It's a scholarship for folks to go to that school. So check it out. Not only will you be doing a good thing and participating in good cause, but you hear some great music, too. All right? Tomorrow night, starting around 9 o'clock, corner of Dean and 6th Avenue in Park Slope, Brooklyn. And listen to Afro Skull. All right? All right. All right, where are we? Paul is calling from L.A. Paul, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm another veteran. I served as a captain in Vietnam. And what I want to talk about is Bush is basing his whole campaign on how he handled 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that 9/11 might have been prevented if Bush did his job in August 2001. Now, this is a serious accusation, and I'm aware of all the people who've suffered, but I think it's got to be said. As you know, 1 month before September 11th, Bush received an intelligence memo called a PDB.
Right.
And in capital letters it says Osama bin Laden planning to attack the U.S.
Right.
And it was very specific. It
says, one problem, though, you understand, Bush can't read.
Well, I know, but this know. Is his whole campaign. Based on this. And I think that every day we have to remind Americans that that this might have been prevented if he had acted on this. That memo said he was going to use airplanes, New York was a target.
Well, that's what kills me. That's what kills me, Paul, about what Cheney said when was it yesterday, about, well, if you know, don't make a mistake and vote for vote the other team in, and because that's going to guarantee an attack on this country. I could just pimp slap the guy.
Well, what he said was true. We don't want to vote for the wrong person.
Well, yeah, but you and I know what he really meant.
But let me just go on to this a little bit more.
In
Vietnam, I was an intelligence officer, and I saw what happens when you have a strong leader get an intelligence memo warning of an attack. They take action. They get into the details. They don't just sit there. And Bush failed to act. He didn't get the CIA and FBI chiefs in. He didn't get information out to the airlines to increase security. Nothing was done. Now, Al Franken has done a huge analysis of all of this, but here's something that I feel you could do that would help, is just to, by the way, Bush has refused to release that PDB. If it were released, I guarantee you he would lose the election.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And every day, what I'd like to ask you to do, once a day, is to remind your listeners that 9/11 could have been prevented if the president had done his job. Maybe one airplane would have got through, not four. Maybe we would have had a fighting chance.
And maybe they wouldn't have attacked.
Well, we don't know, but we do know that whenever you have a strong leader and they get a memo like that, they don't just sit there. They do something. And so his whole argument is how he handled 9/11. Don't you think that the failure to act with that kind of a memo, in capital letters, Osama planning on attack the United States, don't you feel that his failure to act on this, that just right there, disqualifies him and this entire bogus argument about his being better and how he handled 9/11?
Oh, absolutely. 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 That makes Cheney's accusations even more outrageous.
Well, it's just that he's got the wrong guy in mind.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. Very true.
Well, thanks for your show.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for checking in. Do we have time to take another call before we break here? Okay. Fritz. Fritz is calling from California. Fritz, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Have I mentioned how much I really hate these people?
Well, you just did.
Yes, I just did. Well, you know, this whole thing with Cheney, you gotta wonder, you know, it's like, you know, here he is making claims like this where if you vote for the wrong people, the terrorists are going to attack. You gotta wonder if maybe he's not part of them.
Oh, sure. I have no doubt that he is.
I mean, you know, all of these Bush-lamic extremists sit there and lie and defend and, you know, this illegal cabal, you know, regardless of the facts or the truth. I mean, you know, it's enough to make me pull a Mike Malloy and have an aneurysm at the television set. I mean.
No, I'm never going to do that. Never.
I mean... How is your mouth, by the way? How'd the surgery go?
The surgery was fine, but I've got about 30 stitches in my mouth. That's why I sound so much mouth tonight, and they're going to be in there until Monday, and then I get them, get all the stitches taken out. But it went fine. I just don't recommend this sort of thing for anybody. If you want to have a good weekend, don't go have a bone graft.
I've always found if you want to have a good weekend, don't watch the Republican National Convention.
They're about the same. About the same. Having a bone graft in your mouth and watching Republican convention, about the same, where the pain is concerned.
You know, and then the pink tutus in the Democrats. I mean, you know, Kerry, you know, yeah, he took the gloves off on Thursday night at midnight, you know, after Bush's speech and everything. But he's got to leave them off, and he can't pull the punches. He really needs to get down and dirty on this, and I don't see him doing it.
Well, I hope that changes. He's got some new people advising him now. He's got some... Got some Clinton people in there who understand just how vile and filthy and malicious these Republicans are, and I think that may make a difference. At least I hope it does.
He needs James Carville is who he needs.
Well, that's true. That's true. He needs a hitman.
Well,
the hitman.
Yes, that's it. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I wish you the best, and we'll be talking to you again.
Thanks, Fritz. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. All right, we don't have time to take a call right now. No, we're coming up on a break here. Adios to our New York audience. At least on the radio, you can still hear the program. Just go to airamericaradio.com right now and click on Listen Live, and bingo, there we are. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Final hour of the program coming up. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get your call as soon as we come back, okay? Okay.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Ritz Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has personally assessed the damage caused by Hurricane Frances. The president first flew over the damaged Florida neighborhoods in Fort Pierce before touring the area on foot.
Once again, Florida has faced the devastation of a hurricane. And once again, the people of Florida are showing their character and their strength and their deep concern for their neighbors. All those here in Florida in the thoughts and prayers of the American people.
The president then flew to Miami to meet with forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, Hurricane Ivan continues its path through the Caribbean toward the state's east coast. Here's meteorologist Ryan Towell.
Ivan right now is beginning to move into the Caribbean. It is certainly very strong. Category 4 hurricane, 145-mile-per-hour winds. It's moving west-northwest, so we're thinking it may be a threat to the U.S. as we head into late this weekend and the first part of next week.
Officials say at least 20 people were killed on the island of Grenada. That's where 90,000 people call home in the southern Caribbean. Grenada Parliament member Kendrick Fullerton said he estimates about 85% devastation. He added that all of the communication networks are down except for the telephone service, which is able to handle some calls. In Iraq, the fate of two female Italian hostages is looking increasingly grave. This comes as the U.S. military carries out airstrikes on the troubled city of Fallujah. Owen Fay has more.
The whereabouts of two Italian hostages and their Iraqi counterparts is unknown. However, we do know now that the group responsible has allied themselves with Al-Qaeda leadership and have issued a statement on a website referring to the women as spies and threatening violence against them and against Italians who continue to operate in Iraq as part of the coalition. Meanwhile, in the city of Fallujah, the United States Marines have confirmed they have carried out what they call targeted airstrikes against suspected hideouts, the headquarters of which are believed to be responsible for continued attacks against coalition and Iraqi forces. Owen Fay, Baghdad.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry was in Rochester, Minnesota Wednesday. He was holding a front porch discussion on health care. Kerry said that he and running mate John Edwards have a plan to rein in the escalating costs of health coverage and prescription drugs. Kerry says if elected, he will immediately act to reform the broken health care system.
First moment I can introduce legislation to Congress, I promise you, America, I'm sending them legislation that makes health care for all Americans affordable and accessible. That's the number one priority, number one bill we're going to send to the Congress of the United States.
Ford Motor Company is blaming high gas prices for lagging sales of sport utility vehicles. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. and Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Hi, this is Al Franken, or Chainsaw Al Franken, as I am known in Republican circles. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, Rob Stein shows where the dead presidents are buried, and guess what? They're buried in George W. Bush's backyard. The Republican money machine exposed. Plus, another episode of Bleeding Ohio, Thursday on the Al Chainsaw Franken Show.
Welcome back. About 6 and a half past the hour. Two quick emails here. Kathy in Green Bay wrote, Mike, I'm listening to your newscast. Tell me that Bush is on his way to Miami to meet with hurricane forecasters. He seems to be doing more after having been told of a possible hurricane than he did after having been told of a possible terrorist attack. Yeah, absolutely, Kathy, I'm sorry. The reality is, though, see, that's a great photo op. And both Bush brothers know, the governor and illegal president know that Florida might go for Kerry. So get him down there. I saw some video today of Bush, was he in Florida, Kathy, handing out bags of ice. And, you know, anytime I see a celebrity, well, not necessarily a celebrity because sometimes they really mean it, but when I see a politician, well, not all politicians, because sometimes they mean it. All right, be honest. When I see Bush handing out bags of clothes or bags of ice or, you know, maybe pounding a nail in on a Habitat for Humanity house, I just want to smash something. I really do, because it's so fake. It's so contrived. It is so devoid of soul or heart or consciousness. Reverend Debu of the Universal Life Church, regarding one of the callers, he said, I think I might be confused about one point. A caller a few minutes ago said that the August 6, 2001 PDB hasn't been released, but it was released and can be downloaded as a PDF. You go to npr.org/9/11hearings. And Dave writes, there are just a few words blacked out, but they're not difficult to figure out. Sure would be nice to see what's under those black marks for certain, but it's clear what this is all about. Am I confused? Dave writes. It was my impression too. When our caller said that, I thought, wait a second, hasn't it been released? So you're both right. It hasn't been released in its entirety. Nothing from the Bush crime family is or will ever be released in its entirety. But that PDB has been released in a manner of speaking. Okay, what else? Can't think of a thing, so let's get back to the real important part of the program, and that's your phone calls. Jeff is calling from Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the program. What part of Ohio, Jeff?
I'm in Columbus.
Oh, Columbus. Well, good. I have a nephew that lives in Columbus. I think you and I talked before. Why am I telling you about
just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, God. Why am I telling you about my nephew? That's not why you called. go ahead.
Well, first I want to thank you for reading my email I sent in the tail end of last week. It was the one about my father who was losing his health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Just unbelievable that happened. Here's a guy, 85 years old, worked hard all of his life, and he was set for retirement, and now he's not.
Yeah.
So it's a bad situation.
It is indeed.
But I hope to become a fairly frequent caller. I look at most things a little differently than most other people. And what I wanted to talk about was Bush's reaction on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We've all talked a lot about the fact that he should have gotten up and mobilized the military or something. There's a couple other things I think should have happened. First of all, when someone comes in, if you're the President of the United States, and try to follow my reasoning through all of this, you're sitting there talking to a room full of kids, and someone comes in and says, Mr. President, we are under attack. And you know a plane has crashed into a building, so it's not conventional warfare. It's terrorists. You've got to consider yourself a target.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, as president, my reaction would have been to get up and get out of that classroom and find the principal and say, get these kids out of the school as quickly as possible.
Yeah, but you're an actual human being. You have a soul. You have a sense of morality. You have an ethical core.
Well, now follow my logic on this, though, okay? That's one thing. That's the second thing that should have happened. The third thing that should have happened, if you remember the assassination attempt on Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan, as soon as the gun appeared, what did the Secret Service do?
Immediately cover the president.
They covered the president and got him out of there, right?
Yes.
If we're under attack and the president's life is in danger, regardless of anything the president says, the Secret Service's job is to get him to safety.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
And that didn't happen.
And you wonder why, don't you?
So the question comes up, why didn't those three things happen? And the only conclusion that I can reach is...
Everybody was in on it.
He knew.
Sure.
He knew there was no danger.
Sure.
And I hate that conclusion, but...
I know. When some of us started coming to that conclusion a year ago, 2 years ago, it was like internet conspiracy freaks. What are people talking about? That kind of thing.
I'm not a conspiracy person. I hate that, but that's...
I know.
If somebody could give us another reason why those things didn't happen, I'd be glad to hear it. But that's the only reason I can think of. All three of those didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's going to be an explanation. There's no explanation for anything these thugs have done. Nothing. Not a thing, Jeff.
Well, let me give you another image of George W. Bush.
Okay.
This hits me very strongly. Remember the movie now, not the TV show, The Dead Zone. With Christopher Walken?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but Christopher Walken is one of my all-time favorite actors.
Okay, well, there's a character in there, a politician by the name of Greg Stilson, played by Martin Sheen.
Right.
And if you haven't seen the movie, you should see it, because it's W, without a doubt. He kind of goes a little nuts in one of the visions that...
Kathy just waving at me frantically, we did see that movie. That's where Martin Sheen uses a baby as a human shield.
That's the one.
Right. Okay.
So that's my image of George W. Bush.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Well, thanks.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Have you got that sound, Kathy? Vis-a-vis what Jeff was just talking about, Bush on that horrible day. Here's a piece of sound.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. I was sitting in the classroom, and Andy Card, my chief of staff, was sitting over here, walked in and said, a second plane has hit the tower. America's under attack.
That's amazing that George W. Bush saw something on television that no other human being on Earth saw. The first plane hit the tower. Doug is calling from New York City. Doug, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Doug?
Okay, not bad. I'm I was the guy that called in with that rant there about the right-wingers there.
Yeah.
Back a couple of weeks ago, the lady who answered the phone was trying to identify me. I'm saying, why does she think she knows me, you know, why, or that she's heard me before? But listen, hey, thank God for guys like you and alternatives because, you know, we got a media with nothing to tell and everything to sell. It's all infotainment. It's all careerism, opportunism. They trade their integrity for access, and they don't care. I mean, Tom Paine and the rest of them who started this government would be turning over in their grave. You know?
Wouldn't they?
It's just ridiculous. But, you know, I'll tell you, for a guy, getting to Cheney, for a guy who lies pathologically, I mean, he doesn't bat an eyelash. I sometimes tape him on my VCR, and I can do, like, you get 33 frames per second,
mm-hmm.
and I watch for, like, little inflections. The most I can see is every once in a while when he's in the midst of a lie, he leans over a little bit and peers over his glasses, Scrooge-like, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he intimidates everybody. You remember the thing with Gloria Borgia, you know, I did not say that it was wait a minute, you said it was pretty well confirmed. I did not, okay. You know, he intimidates people.
Oh, he's an evil-looking bastard. I imagine if you're close enough to him, you can smell brimstone.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. But, you know, two things that just came out. I was talking with the lady the young lady that picked up the phone. Two little things. Saw him on Democracy Now! just yesterday. And you remember Senator Graham when he was head of the Intelligence Committee?
Yeah.
Well, now he's retiring. And in his book that he just published, I think it's called Intelligence Matters, he claims in this, now he knows, and I guess he's willing to take the blows because everybody's leaking stuff. He says that there were two of the terrorists had support.
From the Saudi government.
From the Saudi government, right, in the U.S.
Yeah.
with the Saudi Arabian agents.
Hey, let me put you on hold, Doug. I got to do a break here. We'll come back and talk about this for just a moment. That's one of the topics I wanted to get to tonight, but we're not going to have time. But I'll let you finish up. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Top level meetings at undisclosed locations to suspend the Constitution and sustain the corporation. Their minutes, notes, and memos can't be shared. And by the way, does anybody know the current whereabouts?
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour. Okay, back to Doug in New York City. Go ahead, Doug. Put a cap on this for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, basically, I mean, what he's saying is that he wanted to pursue this, but the administration, the Justice Department, ordered the FBI to shut it down.
Right.
And that he wasn't able to pursue it. And he writes and he says, quote, it was as if the president's loyalty... says, I was shocked. It was as if the president's loyalty lay more with the Saudi Arabians than with America's safety.
Well, there's no question, I don't think, about that. Bush, again, I don't want to get into the nasty language I used the first hour, but Bush and his cronies will urinate all over America if they can make a buck out of it.
Absolutely, but I'll tell you, the point I wanted to make is that, you know, with what came out with Cheney, all right, listen, Bush is the dope who was duped. I mean, he's just the host that these parasites found. You know, he doesn't know which end is up. He's not as stupid as he appears, but he's just doing things the Texas way. And if you've ever been down there, this is par for the course. This is the way they run things. Yeah. You know, they think that polysyllabic words are some sort of conspiracy thing against intellectuals.
You're trying to show
off. But listen, the thing that came out yesterday, Cantor Fitzgerald. All right, that's the company that lost over 700 employees,
top floors.
They came out with a suit yesterday, $7 billion suit against, guess this, the Saudi Arabian government and over 50 banks and Saudi foundations in the Middle East, accusing them of aiding, abetting, direct support, and they accused. Now, get this. Now, you've heard all these reports.
Right.
If you know what's going on in Saudi Arabia, we don't hear what's going on. I mean, but there are attacks there on a steady, steady basis. There's about 60 attacks there a day. You don't hear about it. Everything's nice and easy. But what's going on? Since Faisal has had his stroke, there's been this conflict inside. Some of them align with Al-Qaeda. Some of them are trying to protect their ass. Some of them want to, you know, stay secular. But the guys that are really hashing it out are the interior minister and the former intelligence chief. Three of the four people that are accused in the Cantor Fitzgerald suit are the interior minister, defense minister, and the former intelligence chief.
Yeah, these are all Bush business, Bush family business partners. Hey, Doug, I got to leave it there.
All right, babe.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, if you read some of the stuff Doug's talking about, that is all over the place, you know, CNN, MSNBC, online. Some of the excerpts from this Bob Graham's book, Senator Graham's book, and you remember when the House Senate report was issued about 9/11, all the pages on Saudi Arabia, 28 pages had been totally redacted, just blacked out, not there. This is treason. George Bush and Dick Cheney should go to jail for a long time. Should go to a maximum security prison. For a long time, these two men committed treason against the United States of America. They have further compounded that act of treason by sending 1,000 Americans, 1,000 plus now, to their deaths, by the wholesale slaughter of innocent civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq, while allowing the people who allegedly pulled this off, this horrible attack on our country, the Saudi money people, the Bin Laden family, again, Bush family business partners, the Saudi royal family, Bush family business partners, to get off scot-free. What the hell does it take? Huh? Let me ask you something. You, listening to the program, what does it take to send in whatever sort of authority, military or civilian, into the White House and arrest these bastards and charge them with high treason? What does it take? What does it take? Now, aside from that, what does it take to get 99.9% of the American public to realize what the Bush crime family has done to us? What does it take? What the hell do they have to do? If this doesn't get it, if we impeached a president because he lied about his girlfriend, and we let these people continue to kill and murder and destroy and because of their religious fanaticism and their greed and their lust and their sickness, what does that say about us? Huh? What does it take? Has anybody got an answer for me? I am just dumber than dog droppings. Has anyone got an answer for me? What does it take? What does this crime family have to do before we send in to the White House whatever legal authority is necessary and arrest these bastards, bring them out in handcuffs, try them, sentence them, and lock them up for the rest of their lives for mass murder and high treason? What does it take? Anybody got an answer for me? Anybody? Any of you right-wingers? Any of you extreme leftists? Any of you moderates? Any of you liberals? Anybody? Anybody got an answer for me? Huh? How about some of you priests? How about some of you ministers? Are you working a gas station, a 7-Eleven? I don't care. Have you got an answer for me? What does it take? 1,000 Americans dead, as many as 30,000 Iraqi civilians dead. High treason. High treason. What does it take? What does it take? What does it take before we have 12 House managers goose-step across the rotunda between the House and the Senate and put this bastard on trial the way they did to Bill Clinton? What does it take? Will somebody tell me what does it take? It's astonishing. It's astonishing. I know. People regularly listen to this program. Oh, Jesus, my boy, not again. You know, come on. But sometimes I lay awake at night and I just think, how can this be? How can this be? That the Bush crime family has done what it's done and they are trying to serve four more years. They should serve 30 years, but not in the White House. But baby, we'll be right back.
to defy the invisible.
Because they think we're fools.
So formidable.
I try not to lie.
The man is laughable. Boom, time for Wall Street. They want you to believe the unbelievable.
They say we should accept
the unacceptable.
The highest and the hip.
So hypocritical.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Bills, bills, bills. Paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on Unfiltered. A Jedi Council member takes on the Imperial forces. Cornel West, intellectual, author, and featured actor in the Star Wars series, is here to challenge the Death Star of American imperialism. Let the Force be with you as West wields his liberal lightsaber against the demonic foes of democracy. And don't forget the Pap Attack.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Whoa!
before the hour. LL wrote this to me. That clip we played where Bush, when he was asked what his first thought was, he said, "That's one bad pilot." LL writes, "When any human being, heard, the first thought was, my God, all those people." Now, I guess what LL is saying here is when any human being with any kind of humanity would say, "Yeah, I saw an airplane slam into the Trade Tower," and Bush says, "Oh, that's one bad pilot." A normal human being would think, "My God, all those people." But Bush made a joke. That is so sick. I mean, just in and of itself, what a sick human being this guy is, and this Bush guy. And he talks about Christ. You know, I am not a believer in anything supernatural, nothing whatsoever. But I do understand the philosophies of the carpenter from Nazareth from 2,000 years ago. And from what I read, he made a lot of sense. It's a very humanistic attitude. You know, who knows if he claimed all the stuff that Paul and the apostles claimed he claimed. But he had a pretty simple message, right? And Bush claims to be a follower of the carpenter from Nazareth. If any of that stuff were true, and Jesus Christ were, as the Christians will tell you, sitting at the right hand of God right now, Jesus would, I don't know what he would do. I certainly don't speak for divinities, real ones or constructed ones, but it would seem to me that a divinity, whether it's Zeus or Ra or Jesus or whomever, somebody prancing around down here on earth, doing things in the divinity's name and claiming that the divinity found favor in what the thug was doing down here, it would seem to me that the divinity would, figuratively speaking, reach down and pinch off the bastard's head and throw it into hell where the demons could use it as a soccer ball. Doesn't it seem that way to you? Huh? Of course, in order to know what the Christ thinks, all you need to do is ask Alan Keyes. That psychotic freak said Jesus wouldn't vote for Barack Obama. Can you believe these people? His head's going to be pinched off, that pop-eyed sucker with his... And I'm going to tell you something, because I had thyroid problems for a while until I had the damn thing cut out. But I can tell you, Alan Keyes has got a thyroid problem. This boy, you can just tell by looking at his eyes. Womp! Big old bug-eyed freak talking about what Jesus is and Jesus that. Watch out. Watch out, Alan. Watch out. I mean, I know it's all make-believe and pretend and play stuff, but if any of it's true, you're going to get your head pinched off and tossed into hell where the demons will use it as a soccer ball. Thump. Bend it like Beckham, right? Thump. Thump. Which is demon talk for, man, don't kick it so damn hard, you're going to cave it in. Which is demon talk for, oh man, who cares? This is Alan Keyes' head, man. Don't even worry about it. God. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Okay. Don is calling from Wisconsin. Don, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Doing okay. I have to regather myself here. I've been working while kind of listening.
Yeah.
What caused me to call in the first place, though, was comments you made earlier tonight when you said essentially that Mr. Bush in his National Guard service had raised his middle finger to those states and to that idea of service.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that indeed this it betrays an attitude that's been lifelong. that I'm the president, I don't have to answer to anyone.
Even before I'm the president, it was the attitude, I'm in the Bush family.
Yes.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to. I'm rich.
Yes.
My family started making their money with the Nazis.
Yes.
I can do anything I want. Somebody will bail my worthless ass out.
Yes, and all that carried him along, right through Yale and whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you know, this is important because I, as well as like-minded friends here in Wisconsin and probably well across the United States, have always been bothered by the idea that to be a viable presidential candidate, you had to have military service.
Mm-hmm.
I reject that. I always have. But yet I can see why it's necessary that Senator Kerry needs to strike back now because, well, on and on and on and on and on.
Well, you know, several months back when I was working for the other network before it went belly up, I said that because of the times in which we live and the
yes.
fact that human beings are still uncivilized thugs and we still make war on each other, and that's just the way it is,
yeah.
that anybody who aspires to the presidency of the United States, in my opinion, should have served in the military and if possible, should have served in a combat situation, because it's been my experience that warriors, people who have been in combat, are the ones most reluctant to commit other people into that
sure.
into that madness.
Absolutely.
So
that's exactly what you would expect.
Right.
But what makes it necessary to look into this further is that this betrays a character flaw in Mr. Bush. And it goes back, it relates to the Bush dynasty and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is not military service. It could have been, well, put it this way. If a senator now were to have a history of having gone off to Canada and righteously said, no, I cannot abide of this, and then came back and now is running for president, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character flaw that Mr. Bush has now. The pattern is there. Put it that way.
Oh yeah.
This is what should be emphasized, as opposed to military service.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
All right.
Yeah. Good point. All right. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
Okay, take it easy, Don. Stella is calling from Miami. Stella, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great program, great concept. I love Air America.
I love them too.
Well, the reason I'm calling, I've been listening to your show now the last couple of nights. I just discovered that you're down here now in Florida, which I'm very happy for, and you have a lot of fans down here. You were talking about Bush and Clinton and all the problems that he had. I seem to recall during the midterm elections, during Clinton's presidency, when the Congress became Republican,
uh-huh.
someone on television had said, and someone at work had told me that they made a comment and said that it was a disaster of biblical proportions,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is a line from Ghostbusters.
Right.
And, excuse me, I don't think that person even knew how true that comment was. Seeing what's happened since Clinton's presidency up to today. And I worry that Kerry becoming president is going to be a repeat, maybe not of the same kinds of issues with Clinton, but certainly he's going to have a lot of problems trying to get his agenda through and trying to clean up the mess that Bush has left us.
Right.
You know?
Well, the alternative to that, and I've heard this batted around, is to let these Bush thugs wallow in the mess they've created. And the alternative to that is no, because if that happens, then this republic is over.
Yes, absolutely. It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening. And, you know, the 2000 election, you know, Florida, we were center stage in that whole mess.
Right.
And we're so afraid. I mean, I talk to people all day long about it, and we're so afraid of being, you know, the catalyst for another illegal election. like we were in 2000. We're really, really terrified of it. You know, we all want him out. I can't tell you the majority, even Cuban Americans who are generally Republican,
right,
hate Bush down here. So, you know, we are praying that things go better and we get this man out of office.
And I hope so too, Stella. I honestly believe, I mean, I can be very into inflammatory rhetoric when I want to, but I honestly believe that the survival of this republic, and everything that normal people like you and me and my wife and people listening to this program, all the stuff that normal people have been brought up to believe about this country, that our society, that yeah, it has its cheesy elements, yeah, it's kind of almost Darwinian sometimes in the kind of perverted so-called free enterprise we practice. But on the other hand,
right,
this is our home. This is where we grew up. This is where our family members fought and died for. And we're going to lose it to a bunch of two big bastards who don't have the sense to rob a bank and cover their tracks correctly.
I just bold face and they do it just here I am. I'm doing it. And
yeah, I know.
I'm
amazed sometimes the depth of the contempt that I have for every single member of the Bush family. I'm talking about the Blood family. These people make Bonnie and Clyde look like Sunday school teachers. It's really bad. Stella, I got to leave you there. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. We'll talk to you again. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
He says he's ready to lead us. Have much more than 10 cents at the hands. But who's really paying a tune while we watch Georgie France? Think of Thomas Jefferson. Makes me want to cry. Think that the chair he sat in someone could buy. George wears his faith like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again. And it's fun. I'm praying to make George successful.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe.
But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Some credits here. The crew in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineered in New York City. Thanks, guys. Linda Blake answered your calls. Thank you, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives program. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com. And, of course, thanks to Kathy Bay, who is the executive producer of this program. All right, where are we? We're right there. Eric is calling from Omaha. Eric, welcome to the program. Yo, Eric. It sounds like a trout stream. Yo, Eric! Okay, it was a fart. I thought it was a trout stream. It was a fish fart. Is that what it was? Jeff is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program. Don't fart, man, please.
Oh, I'll try not to, Mike. All good
right.
To hear you again.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, man, I tell you, you're causing my insomnia to come back hard.
You know, are you listening online?
No, actually, I'm listening on. Well, I'm listening on the phone right now, but
because we're going to be on a Santa Fe station, I believe.
1350.
I don't know. I just have heard from the company that we're soon going to be on a Santa Fe station.
I'm hoping it's going to be the one that you guys used to be on, and I could listen to you at work and piss everybody off.
It'll be just like old times. But
it will be.
But
and
what you really called
evenings.
What you really called about, though,
what
is...
I really called about was, well, first was to congratulate you on being back, and I was actually waking up early to see you on CNN just to get a little fix of you.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult.
Yeah, it was, and I'm sure it was worse for you than it was for me.
Right.
But I tell you, you know, when you look at this nationalistic fascist mentality that's going on, militant nationalistic fascist mentality,
yeah.
Because we get nothing else. You know, what do we get on the media? Nothing. No one's asking the hard questions.
I know.
No one's doing anything. So what do? Is try and piece it together. And your average American, I've heard them called sheeple, sheep people.
Yeah.
No, they're just sheep because they don't even look. And you look at these things. Hello, Bush. You know, 7 minutes. You know, sitting there during when the first plane hit. Needless to say, whatever he said about. Seeing it on the TV, that's BS. We know that.
Right.
But then there was, a 20-minute photo op after?
Oh, it's awful. And you know what really bothers me about all this? The real bottom line here, you know, underneath all the hate and the contempt that I feel and the fear that I feel, is a deep and profound sadness that You know, it's one thing to be conquered. I can imagine. I think about all the people who were conquered by the Soviets, by the Germans, by the Romans, by the Greeks, by Carthage, by whomever. You know, it's one thing to be conquered. It's something else again, though, to just roll over and let a rot from inside your own society take over and destroy your society. And the sense of sadness, the sense of first rage and then frustration and then impotence, and finally, and I feel like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross here, finally this sense of profound sadness that this is occurring in my time, in my country, the way it's occurring, where, you know, it's not an outside force that's destroying us. It's rot from the inside. And it's just awful that we Americans, an enormous percentage of us, are allowing this to happen. I weep. I do. I weep for my country.
Oh, and yes, and we should. And I was just back east and talking to some very close friends. Mm-hmm. And they voted for Bush the first time, and they're thinking about it again.
Okay.
And they said, "Well, what's the what is our option?"
Yeah.
You know, Kerry. And I'm just like, "Hello, do you have any?" And I look at the media sources, and I go, "No, you have children, you have jobs, you have no time to get in depth, and what you get from the media gives you nothing.
Yeah, that's so true.
It just perpetuates." This myth, and then if you're not smart enough or you don't have the time to read between the lines of Dick Cheney and what he's been saying, you vote for Kerry and we're going to get attacked. Well, we got attacked on their watch.
On their watch. They're the ones that set it up to begin with. Yeah.
that's beside the point. I think anyone that's in any way, shape, or form discerning in their input from the media starts to go, I think this is a big plan to just gain power and to gain money. If nothing else, they are gaining money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hate to say it, but I look at it that they know that the end is coming as far as we know it, and everything is going to change, and they are just lining their pockets.
And it's so hypocritical because even these thugs, their own religious texts, at least the text that they say is their religious credo, says that the love of money is the root of all evil. The root of all evil. That's a pretty profound statement. The root of all evil, not some evil, not big evil. The root
all
of all evil.
Evil.
It's just disgusting. Jeff, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal.
Okay, Mike. Great to talk to you.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Very quickly, Tito is calling from Hawaii. Tito, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Or like we say here, aloha.
Aloha, back at you, like we say here.
Well, I'm glad you got to me because I'm getting ready to go out the door.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up something that you talked about earlier when you were talking about how we've got these criminals.
Well, bring it up quickly, and we'll talk about it probably tomorrow night because we're almost out of time. What is it?
Okay. Basically, I think that a lot more focus should be given to rattling Cheney like Leahy did in the Senate floor when he started poking at the Halliburton connection.
Excellent. Excellent idea, Tito. I wish that would be done. If we had a real media in this country, that would be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Democratic politicians would be.
Maybe they'll pick it up on it.
Yeah. I wish a Democratic politician would, other than Patrick Leahy. I just wish that Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander, or Judy Woodruffer, or anybody would do just what you're suggesting. Good idea. Thanks, Tito.
Okay.
Call again when we got more time to talk, okay? Where'd he go? He's gone. Okay, thanks. The satellite broke off or something. That impresses me. You know, here we sit in this studio in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, and Tito calls from Hawaii.
Oh, you're so easily impressed. That's probably because you're really kind of a hillbilly and dumb yourself, right, Mike?
All right, we don't have any more time left. We're flat out of time for tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Do take it easy. Do be careful, okay? Watch your back. And non illegitimi carborundum. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the bonus gas. Head driving to Valero, make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has personally assessed the damage caused by Hurricane Frances. The president first flew over the damaged Florida neighborhoods in Fort Pierce before touring the area on foot.
Once again, Florida has faced the devastation of a hurricane. And once again, the people of Florida are showing their character and their strength and their deep concern for their neighbors. All those here in Florida are in the thoughts and prayers of the American people.
The president then flew to Miami to meet with forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, Hurricane Ivan continues its path through the Caribbean toward the state's east coast. Here's meteorologist Ryan Towell.
Ivan right now is beginning to move into the Caribbean. It is certainly a very strong Category 4 hurricane, 145-mile-per-hour winds. It's moving west-northwest, so we're thinking it may be a threat to the U.S. as we head into late this weekend and the first part of next week.
Officials say at least 20 people were killed on the island of Grenada. That's where 90,000 people call home in the southern Caribbean. Grenada Parliament member Kendrick Fullerton said he estimates about 85% devastation. He added that all of the communication networks are down except for the telephone service, which is able to handle some calls. In Iraq, the fate of two female Italian hostages is looking increasingly grave. This comes as the U.S. military carries out airstrikes on the troubled